As if there weren't enough misery for the millions of Syrians uprooted by civil war, winter has come early. In eastern Lebanon, refugees in makeshift camps struggle through recent snows.
Believe me, the situation is so bad. We need diesel, tents. No one offered us any help.
Some are trying, but at a UN refugee center in Beirut, the challenges are clear. Spokeswoman Roberta Russo.
There are 830,000 Syrian refugees in Lebanon, and we're especially concerned about the over 120,000 of them who are living currently in tents. And obviously their families, thousands and thousands of children who are really, really affected by the cold and the weather conditions.
In Jordan, home now to some 500,000 refugees, conditions are difficult even without snow. At the UN camp in Zaatari, chill rains turn the ground to mud and water pours into the tents.
We came from one tragedy to another. There is no snow in Zaatari, but the rain and the bitter cold are just as bad. We are living in tragic circumstances.
This will be the refugees' third winter of war, and the prospect of finding more permanent homes for them is slim. Amnesty International recently pleaded with European nations to provide safer havens. For those left in Syria itself, winter worries mount. Many in Damascus have been able to ride out the weather, but express concern for their countrymen.
There's some poor people don't find benzene or something like this to be warm at, and there's some people lost their homes.
The World Food Program says it's begun distributing cooking and heating fuel around the capital. But in harder hit areas, the war and the weather keep taking their toll. Rights groups say young children have begun dying from the cold, and winter has officially yet to even begin. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.